From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
Toward the end of the first week of Advent, when I should have been writing a sermon on the life and ministry of St. John the Baptist, I found myself surfing the web to a site that gives a real-time running total of the cost of the ongoing war in Iraq. The total cost of the war, some $350 billion, is a number so large that it is emotionally meaningless to me. But I spent a good deal of time contemplating the speed at which the war's tally increases by tens, hundreds, and thousands of dollars, amounts of money to which I can relate. The counter moved too fast for me to get a good measure of the rate of war spending using the sweep hand on my wristwatch, so I used a more elementary and less scientific method, and here's what I discovered. The United States taxpayers spend $20,000 on the war every time I take a breath. Meanwhile, my daughter attends kindergarten at a public school in East San Jose where most of the students are English language learners and where many are being raised in poverty. The school's principal is having to decide between installing nighttime security lights for the students' safety and starting a library for the students' education. That's a tough decision, but my daughter's school is not unique. In fact, as inner-city schools go, it is relatively well supplied. The school is staffed by excellent and dedicated teachers, and the parents share a remarkable commitment to the education of their children. In every major American city, public schools suffer from a lack of funding, and schools in rural districts don't fare much better. Yet the cost of funding excellent public education for America's children living outside the privileged suburbs is a lot less expensive than is fighting a war. I'm not an expert on matters of war and peace. I have lots of opinions on the subject, but I really don't know how or when to bring our troops home from Iraq. I do know that this is the holiday season, and the Christmas present I'd like is for our nation's leaders to stop the war for a breath or two and send the dividend of that respiration to East San Jose. I know some students who could use a library. With a perspective, I'm Ben Daniel.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.